Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is walked intentionally. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Evans moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to third. Kemp moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Steve Renko now pitching. Champ Summers pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing right field. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rice takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Dyer for a passed ball. Lynn moves to third. Rice moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Perez reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. Rice scores. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perez moves to third. One out. Dave Tobik now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perez scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hobson moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Hobson scores. Fisk moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Jack Billingham now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Evans scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Lance Parrish now catching. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Fisk moves to third. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers is hit by the pitch. Wackenfuss moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Wackenfuss scores. Summers moves to third. Gibson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Perez goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Trammell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp is hit by the pitch. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 10-8, Red Sox. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Jack Morris pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Remy who tags Hebner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Morris moves to third. 2 outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.